The next episode is episode 300. Do not miss it. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast, teaching you how to become a full-time entrepreneur by leveraging modern-day social media strategies. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about when is the right time for a business to consider running ads. We're mostly going to be talking about the Facebook and Instagram ad side of thing as I give examples, but this really pertains to any kind of paid advertising. Amazon, PPC, Google AdWords, TikTok ads, LinkedIn, Pinterest. If you are paying for advertising, even if it's paying for a blog post, paying for influencer marketing, all of that is what we're talking about. When should I spend money on advertising to sell my product? So we're going to talk about when it's too early, what types of campaigns you totally would want to stray from, and everything you need to know. You know how we do it on this podcast. You're going to get more than what you came for by the end of today's episode, so you will know exactly what to do for the time being, if it's not time to run ads. And also, if it is time, I'll point you in the right direction for some additional resources. Let's get into it. First off, we're going to divide this into two sections. We are going to talk about paid ads for selling your product, where the call to action is to buy your product. And then we're going to talk about ads where the goal is to collect a lead and give you examples for some of those lead generation type of campaigns, whether you're a B2B, B2C, I'll be giving examples for both. So if you are trying to sell your product from the ad, that would be like what I call traditional advertising, especially on social media. So if you're selling clothes, maybe say it's 20% off, or you don't even run a deal, you're just saying our new fall collection is out. The goal of the ad is to get the person to make a purchase. If you are selling coaching, this could go right to someone booking a call. I would even consider this kind of marketing where it's like one step away from buying, maybe two steps away. So like booking a free call with you would still be you pursuing a sale before doing anything else. They know it's a consultation call, so that's great, but they also know it's a sales call. So either of those type of ad campaigns, whether it's like going right to a product page or to a free sales call that is, you know, one step away, even for like you financial advisors out there, when you offer your free financial planning, people don't see it as, oh, wow, I'll just get the free session and this will be really valuable. They see it as, don't take this appointment unless I'm actually serious about investing with you. So any type of ad that is going for that, I would not recommend you do until you have a proven sales track record outside of friends and family. And how I would define that is why I kind of hesitated there. Like, how exactly is the best way to say it, your product works? If you can sell it to friends and family, right? Not really proof enough, right? If you can sell it to people that you've never met online and you're selling a completely original product, then that is where you would want to see a decent amount of sales, right? Like 10, 20, 30 customers come in that came in from cold audience, and maybe you gave them a sales pitch. Maybe they found you on Instagram from you just posting content and they followed you, and then eventually they bought from you. Even if you get like 20 to 30 people, I'd honestly say that's enough proof. Even 10 is pretty telling. People usually either buy stuff or they don't. There's not usually like, oh, only some people bought it. Like, either the general perception is that your product is worth it or not. So the cool thing is, it actually doesn't take a ton of sales to a completely cold audience before I'd say you've really got something going on. If you can get one sale, you can get two. If you can get two sales, you can get 10. If you can get 10, you can get 100. And if you get 100, then hey, the sky's the limit, up to however much your market really has, right? There is a saturation point, but I mean, it's going to be a very long time. And at the phase of just proving your offer, it's nothing to worry about. So if you know it, when I put my product in front of the right customers, they buy it, right? Sales happen. Maybe you've worked a farmer's market. Maybe you sell, I have someone I'm working with right now that sells purses. She hasn't had as much of an online presence, but she's trying to expand online now. And she's been working a bunch of farmer's markets. And I said, yeah, well, I mean, when you buy the booths, are you are you profiting? Are people coming up and they see it and they buy it? And she said, yeah, I've been doing this for 20 years. So that is all the product proof you need. You can go into running an advertising campaign to sell it. And there's also even more qualifications than I would have to this. Last thing I'll say, though, is the reason why a lot of times, if you've ever taken a drop shipping course or even just listen to free material from people who are big on drop shipping, the reason why they tell you to go to this type of campaign first is you wouldn't even start to drop ship a product that had not already shown you plenty of sales data. You went on Amazon and you saw how much it sells per month using a program like Jungle Scout, or you've just seen on Alibaba the amount of reviews it has. Like, something has told you there's a lot of demand for it, and you're just simply trying to buy a bunch of them, maybe throw your logo on it and just advertise it in a unique way. And you already know that people buy it, right? If you got into like those TheraGuns would be an example, those massage guns that people use to recover in fitness, right? It's just like a percussion item that can go on your legs and you can just use it on your whole body to recover your muscles quicker. Those you already know sell extremely well. So if you were getting into it, you would just have to know that your product is good enough to work and deliver on what it promises, but you wouldn't have to do a testing phase. You don't have to go in the streets and have people try it and tell you if they like it or not. You don't have to necessarily run a lead generation campaign or any kind of surveys. You get to skip all that stuff and you can just go right to selling it. The reason why you still might not want to do these is because you need a lot of other things to work in order to sell products from ads profitably, where the goal is just to sell them right from the ad. Okay. So what I mean by there's so many factors to it is, let's say we're selling this massage gun and I'm making Instagram ads to get out there, right? So I've got some ads that are like testimonials from customers. I've got some ads that have copywriting about how it recovers your muscles 30% quicker than if you didn't use it. I talk about how it opens up your muscles and expands muscle growth in another one, totally different copywriting in a fourth one, totally different video in another one, different images. You have to come out with a bunch of different tests of ads before you find ones that work. Rarely do they all work. Like, very, very, very rarely do your initial content, caption, buttons, your headlines, the sales page it goes to, the price of your product, the exact offer. Are you doing a subscription model where they can subscribe and save? Can they buy it over 3 payment plans, interest free if it's a higher ticket item and maybe you can get more sales like that? Do you offer the PayPal credit option where they can buy it on credit easily if they really want it that bad? Are they able to get it express shipped versus not, right? Like, there's so many components to this. And then also, can they go out there and find a competitor that is worthy? Can they go to a store and find a competitor that it's worthy? How much is that? What are all the thoughts that are going on before this person would pull out their credit card and buy? Because there are so many other factors to it than just putting your product in front of people and then telling them what the price is. What kind of deal are you running? Is there a reason you're running the deal? The content, the video editing can be extremely important. The video editing can be make or break it when it comes down to, I'm trying to get this customer to buy this right now. And why buy this right now is the name of the game. It's because it's not that hard to eventually get a sale with some people if you just market to them all the time and they just have so many opportunities to buy from you. Maybe eventually they'll buy. But with a lot of e-commerce, especially if it's under $100, if that customer has to see that ad more than probably 10 times before they buy, you're going into negative already. You're already losing money on that sale. And especially because you're running ads to so many other people, even more than 10 times, that it's just going over and over and over. And maybe you're breaking even at best, even though I don't think breaking even is even a thing at all. It's like, what do you mean? Like, oh, our advertising expenses were $21,191.32, and our profit profit from that was 21,000, you know, like the exact same number, right? It's like, it's never that. It's always like losing money or making money, right? It's not like we zeroed out Exactly. Like, I don't think break even is really a thing. I think that means people lost a little bit of money. Whenever someone says break even, I think they're trying to just say, I lost a little bit of money. Or even a lot, and unwilling to come to terms with it, but which I can understand. In entrepreneurship, it's kind of good to just lie to yourself sometimes so you can keep the confidence and keep going, because hey, you can't, quitting's not an option, right? So tell yourself whatever you got to tell yourself, but you are having to have all these factors right, even if it be like abandoned cart email sequences. And then once they buy, do they get upsold? A lot of times these sales campaigns can even be profitable with e-commerce, especially too, if it's not getting leading to a bunch of upsells after. If you're selling them a protein powder and you don't have the next step, offer them to buy more at a discount and more at a discount and more at a discount, or go on a subscription and get a discount. Even if like a small percentage of customers take you up on it, usually those customers that take you up on it, like, pay for the rest of the advertising campaign. Those really high spending customers are necessary in a lot of advertising campaigns. You have to test, is what I'm saying. You can't come out of the gate and have this many factors correct, especially if you don't even know if your product works. So that's what I was saying. At the bare minimum, you have to know that if I get this product in front of the right customers, sales will eventually happen. If you can say yes to that, that would be the first qualification before I'd run a sales campaign. The second qualification I'd have is, do I have a good sense of the major reasons people buy this and the major problems they are solving by doing so? A lot of people know all of the value points of their product, but they don't know the pain points of the inverse of not owning their product. For instance, if you are selling some kind of fitness equipment, maybe you know that it's got ergonomic handles and you know that it's grade A titanium, so it's super durable, and there's a 60-day warranty on it, but you don't know that the machine that they're using right now is damaging their muscles, and if they keep it up, they are going to get muscles that form weird, or they're going to get injured, and the way that they're doing it right now is the slow way to build muscles. They are wasting all this time at the gym, where if they just had the proper equipment, they could be building the body that they dream of so much quicker. If you don't have your sales messaging down at that level at all, you do get a chance to really figure this out when you run a marketing campaign. And this is a lot of times how you figure it out really quick. But if you don't have any idea about that and it's just not your realm, you're going to want to read some marketing books or really start paying attention out there. Marketing is all around you. And the fact that there are people out there that are more than 15 years old that aren't awesome marketers just shows, are you not paying attention to how you buy things? The other day, I saw two cereal boxes and they were testing two different colors on them right next to each other of the cinnamon harvest. And it was like this like brown, and then the one next to it had a little bit more orange to it. Like, if you don't see stuff like that, you're not paying, like, you have to fall in love with marketing. Why would you ever pay for Hulu Premium? They take away the ads. Why the hell would you pay for YouTube Plus? They take away the ads. You need to be paying attention to advertising if you're gonna get good at it. It's literally teaching you all the time for free if you can pay attention to it and learn conceptually. So it's just really sad when I see people start businesses and then also be like anti-commercial. It makes no sense. So you have to also have a love for copywriting to get into this, because if you think you can just put it out there, just say a couple basic points, and then people are going to buy it within the first couple times of seeing that ad, when you didn't extract the pain from them, really show them what problem they have in their life and how you're going to come in there and solve it. And then you tell them the price of the product and they're like, oh wow, I thought it was going to be way more than that. This is an incredible deal. Because that's how you get a sale right away. The price expectancy is higher than what the actual price is. So that's when they're like, man, my value of this product is here. The price is way below that. That's how a sale instantly happens. So if you're not able to create that, or you don't have a strong desire to learn how, then you shouldn't be in business at all. But I don't think there's that many of you on there. So I just wanted to do that tangent, because I think it's just important for us marketers to be like, let's be real here. Like, y'all love freaking advertising, right? You just can't get good at it if you don't have a love for it, which is true about every single thing in this world. So what time would you still run ads for the lead campaign? So this is great because the major qualification of the last two, you knowing your product works and you knowing the copywriting are not necessary, because in a lead generation campaign, we just have to make them want something enough for free. So the most common in a B2B setting would be running a free ebook, a free training, any kind of just free information presented however you want, but it is behind an email capture form. So at least, you know, a lead can be captured. So maybe for me, like I give away my free course. So if you want to learn how I would recommend structuring a lead generation campaign for B2C, you can get my free course, How to Build and Monetize a Following in 90 Days or Less, in the description. Now, the reason why I give away that course is because it gives you a ton of free value. How to do that. So you can learn a bunch, even if you just want the free thing. But then it also bridges you to the next step, where if you did want more help from me, then you could do so. And the other thing I know is if I have a program where I sell people how to build and monetize a following in 90 days or less, but they just get way more access to me and have a much better chance to do so, then I know that if I can get enough people to download the free version of that course, then I know there is a percentage of those people looking for it for free that would pay for it. So if you're a course creator or coach, and you want to know, like, hey, before I build this entire paid program, is it going to work? You need to make a free version of that program where it really is the same material, but just majorly condensed, all right? So a lot of people think their free ebook should just be about something totally different. So to give you an example, if I have a program that teaches you how to run paid ads, and then I say, oh, and then for my lead generation, I'll give them a free course on how to post reels, that doesn't match up. That's not a good idea to do, because all those leads are not targeted. They're looking to solve a completely different problem. And even though it still is Instagram related and some of them might eventually want to solve that, it's not a good way to do it. And I've done it that way in the past, actually, where I like gave away an organic course and then I tried to sell them a paid ad course. I'm like, all right, once they learn this, they'll want to learn this. But you actually want to have them solve the same problem and teach the same thing, just condensed, versus, you know, completely step-by-step, and then likely like access to you is how it would go in a B2B consulting or even agency side of things can be done the same way. If you're like, we run ads for companies, then you can give away a free ebook that tells them exactly how to run ads, because that person is ready to run ads. And then once they go through, they can say, wow, these people really know their stuff. This is a lot of work. I actually don't want to do this myself. I can see how this would work, but I don't want to do this myself. So now let me buy from this agency, right? Is how maybe their process would go. And by the way, this pertains to fitness industry, health, relationships, literally everything B2B is what we're talking about right now. But if you can get people to download the free condensed version of what you're looking to sell at a paid price, then you can get your product proof that way. So the reason why we do a lead generation campaign is for product proof. So this is actually something that all of you can run right away. Even if you are starting your business right now, doing something like this is a great idea as soon as you have an idea of what you want to sell. Coaches that are just getting started, and maybe you're in the health industry, you haven't really figured out your niche yet, you haven't really figured out like what kind of program you would sell, then it would be pretty hard for you to know like what free guide to make if you don't even know what paid program you're going to sell. So really the only qualification for you is to just have a basic idea that you are confident in, that you want to test. On the B2C side of things, how do you do a lead generation campaign to see if you can get people who want whatever product you are trying to sell? The way that I've seen that works best for this is just running a giveaway for the exact product that you're looking to sell. Because if you can get enough people to enter to win your product for free, you know there is a good amount of those people who would pay for it, or even eventually down the road paid for it. Otherwise, they're not going to waste the time of the day. If they have zero interest in it at all, they're not going to waste their time to go out of their way to enter it and give a company their email, right? They don't really want to give you their email in a way. Most people aren't saying out there, like, man, I really wish I just got more emails, right? So they are at least passing a low barrier hurdle. They don't have to pull out their credit card. They don't have to run to their car and get it. They just got to put in their email. If you can get a lot of people to enter to win your product for free, then you know that you're onto something. And the cool thing is what I like to do, even with the B2B lead generation ebook campaign, and this one, you try to sell them the offer at the end of it, right? So it's not like we take away the sales component at all, because ultimately the only thing that can tell you for sure your product works is if someone has paid for it.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
You really do have to go off of that unless people have showed you with their credit card that they want it. You can't just run a survey and say, hey, would this be a cool thing to own? Because people will say yes, even if they wouldn't then buy it right then on the spot. To give you an example, my first invention was the world's first aquarium smart feeder. And I did it with my buddy, Mark Bourgeois. And we worked on it for a couple years before we realized the world didn't actually want it. Because initially we came out with surveys and said, would you be interested in a fish feeder that you can control with your smartphone? So everyone who owns an aquarium is like, sure, right? Why not? Why wouldn't I be interested in that? And is this something you would buy? Yes, right? They even say yes to things like that. How much would you pay for it? And they would even say things like $100. And we really took that as proof. And then when we ran a sale to buy it, even at $40, they didn't show up, because even though it's worth it to them, unless they say, oh, well, it's worth that, and it also is worth more than all of the other things I could buy with my limited amount of money, then a sale doesn't actually happen. So surveying only does so much. Same with like just the giveaway lead part of it. But the thing is if we can get a lot of interest there, now we at least have a community, because how they enter is by following you, giving you their email, and becoming part of their audience. And if you want the full details of like exactly how this giveaway looks, because it's not like a giveaway you've seen online. It's not like this post, tag friends. It's none of that crap that doesn't work. That is what will be taught in my free course below. And then it will show you exactly how to run a professional giveaway that gets a massive amount of attention and leads for you that are very targeted. And if these people who enter to win your thing for free, if they don't buy at the end, then you can conclusively say your product wouldn't work, or at least that the pricing is wrong, the copywriting is wrong, something is way off with it. If you don't get any sales or just barely any at all, then you can really say, of all the people on the internet for targeted leads that I can get, I could have run, you know, if you're trying to sell, let's say a piece of fitness equipment, and you ran a giveaway for just like a 24-hour year-long membership, right? If you ran a giveaway for that, you could do that. You could run a lead campaign for, here are 5 back workouts that you can do at home to just get general fitness audience. Any of those campaigns compared to just running a giveaway for the exact product you're looking to sell, the leads won't be anywhere near the level of targeted that will come from just the giveaway for the exact product you're looking to sell. So if you can't sell to that audience, then you can cut ties with that product. And the reason why I would tell you, if you are at this phase where you're like, look, I just need to know if this product works now, you should absolutely do this lead campaign immediately. Because like I told you with that aquarium smart feeder, we dicked around for 2.5 years, and I could have gotten conclusive data in 2 months that this idea wasn't going to work if I was able, if I did something like this. Other than that, we just kind of said, hey, look, the survey, you know, we surveyed like 40 people. They like pretty much all said it was cool. And yeah, like, sweet. It looks like it has to be $120 for us to be profitable. So hopefully it looks like they said they'd pay that. So we're good. And we just ran with it and we just kept going, kept buying more prototypes and making new molds and improving it. And all that was really valuable experience, of course. So no regrets at all. But in the future, if I did the same thing, there'd be big regrets. I'd be like, did you really not learn from your mistakes? And I will say to those of you who just heard me make that mistake, if you go out there and do this, you should see it as regret because I am giving you the opportunity to avoid that failure right now. Do not say, oh, well, just like he said, just go out there and fail. It's good experience. Absolutely not. You should avoid every single failure that you can, because failure is not the best teacher. Success is the best teacher. That's a former podcast episode if you're curious on that topic, but I swear that there's a 100% chance that that is true. Success is a way better teacher. Finding out what works tells you what to do more of. Finding out what doesn't work just tells you go any other direction but this. So failure is a really good teacher, but don't go out there and say, hey, look, let me just go post a product for a couple years and not really figure it out like Derek's saying, because either way, I'll get some good experience. I'm giving you my experience right now. That's why you're on this video. I'm helping you save years of your life if you can take this into heart. If you're an artist who has a lot of new paintings that you have no idea if the world wants to buy, if you are a clothing designer who has all this work that you have no idea if people outside of your friends and family actually want to buy it or not, or you've invented a brand new product of any kind, something that you really don't know if it would work, do not post about it for years waiting for sales, because it will take a couple years before you realize you are not onto something. Because obviously not quitting is something in entrepreneurship, but not changing paths is even worse when you absolutely need to. If you're on a hike to a top of a mountain and you're just on the wrong path, don't be like, never quit. Like, that's just stupid, right? Never quit. We're descending into the valley now, but you know, we can't quit. You're on the wrong path and you want to figure it out as soon as possible. The sooner you can figure out you're on the wrong path, the sooner you can get on the right one. Your 100% chance every one of you listening to this right now is going to be successful someday. You'll eventually find the right path. But identifying if you're on the wrong one or not as soon as you can should be of utmost importance to you. So if you're able to run a giveaway for, like, let's say it's your clothing store and you're like, all right, we're giving a $300 gift card and you can spend it on like the first 12 items of clothing I come out with, and you get all these people that are interested and emailing you, hey, I love this shirt, by the way, and they're DMing you now, hey, when does the giveaway end again? And hey, can you pick me? No, I can't, it's random. And they're asking, hey, how much is this shirt going to be? Or is there going to be a sale on this or whatever? If you start getting that commotion, now you know I'm onto something. Let's stick with this. I come out with the right products. Or if you do that giveaway and then you try to sell those 12 t-shirts at the end and you really don't get that many sales, now you can know, hey, these couple t-shirts, no one even clicked on them, it looks like. So I can probably scrap those. But these two t-shirts, I got a couple sales on them, but look how many people clicked. Like, look how many people added it to cart. Like, there's a lot of people into this. So I need to start making more t-shirts like this, and I can say so conclusively. And you really want to get that understanding in marketing, that the data that you're getting from your campaigns, it doesn't matter what the data is as long as it conclusively tells you what to do next. And the problem with running, like, if I didn't know my product worked and I'm trying to sell my clothes through an ad that just tries to sell them right from the ad, 25% off ends this weekend, and people aren't really clicking it, or maybe some are, but they're not really adding it to cart and they're exploring around the website, and I just get these ad results and I spent like a few $1,000s to get them, and I got like $100 in sales, it doesn't tell you what to do next. You're just like, cool, I'm out $2,900 and I have no idea what to do. I know that either my pricing is wrong, my copywriting is wrong, my images are wrong, my video is wrong, my targeting is wrong, my sales page looks untrustworthy. There are so many options of what it could be that you have no idea what to do next, or the data does not conclusively point you where to go. If you were to do something like this where you run the giveaway and you get all these leads And you can even just spend a couple hundred dollars to figure this out. With a sales campaign, you're spending minimum $3,000 before you can pull the plug on a product. With this type of model, you're spending minimum $300 to $500 before you can conclusively pull the plug on a product or make adjustments conclusively of what to do next. So, to wrap up this entire episode, if you know 100% your product sells when you get in front of the right people, and two, you have a love for marketing and you are ready to throw some money at it and to figure it out, get your copywriting down, you're ready to test a bunch of different videos and images and everything to no extent until you figure it out, you are ready to run an ad campaign where you try to sell your product right from the ad itself. If you have no idea if it sells, but you really need to know right now, you need to run ads, but you need to do a lead generation campaign. So if you're B2B, take those in consideration, the ones I said before. If you're B2C, get my free course. It will tell you exactly how to do this model, and you'll have it done in the next couple of months. And it's what I really needed, because if I did this with my smart feeder, I would have been able to move on to bigger and better things a lot sooner and not had to been so broke for a while, because that was quite the costly venture that never played out to anything. And I wish I could have seen it, because I think even a lot of you listening to this, you're like, aquarium smart feeder, that should exist, right? There's an app for everything. It doesn't make any sense. Fish are 35 cents. They don't have a name. They die in like 7 days without feeding. So like if you miss a feeding, like they're totally fine. It's just, it didn't solve a problem at all is the short answer. But you got to figure that out now. And that is how you figure it out. So if you're in that situation, I need to figure this out now, you should run a lead generation campaign, not a sales campaign. That's what I got for you today. Subscribe if you're not already. Appreciate you. Talk to you soon.